Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, hello! I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. A lot to talk about today, especially in protecting yourself when you are investing in real estate. Now, sometimes protection can be a very, very dry topic to talk about, but you know what? It's so important. I've seen so many investors and gotten so many emails from folks saying, hey, you know, something happened to my house as I was doing a rehab, but I wasn't properly covered, so what do I do? And quite frankly, I'm not an insurance expert, so I found one of the best in the industry to help me understand kind of the ins and outs and pros and cons of different types of coverages and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense and what I should be paying attention to, etc. You know, I'm notoriously known for not having a car. I haven't had a car for maybe the last 10 and a half years. I live in Atlanta. People are like, you invest in real estate and you don't have a car? Yes. Generally, I take Uber or I just flag somebody down and you know, hitchhike. But generally speaking, now that I've gotten into the car insurance kind of world, I'm looking at a car. I'm trying to figure out what type of car insurance I want. And I have a lot of questions about it. So just like car insurance, you need the right type of property insurance, builder's risk insurance when you're doing your projects, and different types of umbrella policies and all this stuff. If you have, say, a portfolio of single family rentals, if you have a bunch of renovation projects going on at the same time, all these things are really important to consider because not everything's going to be perfect all the time. Things happen. Crap happens. And when crap happens, you need to make sure that you can count on your insurance coverage to help you out when you're in a bind. My guest today is Sean Wodel with REI Guard from Kansas City, Missouri. He's an expert in real estate property insurance, including risk management solutions, direct coverage and premium negotiations with all commercial new business and renewal. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about here. And again, for me, like I said, I'm not an expert in insurance, but Sean is, and I'm going to pick his brain about it. So at REI Guard, they have a professional team of insurance advisors that have over 100 years of experience in the single family rental space, property management, multifamily, and commercial insurance. It's crazy awesome. Definitely go check them out. Go to REI Guard, Google it, get in touch with them. They're going to have a lot of good information and insight on their website that you can just learn from. So make sure that you do that. And Sean will tell you exactly how you can get in touch with them in just a few minutes. They specialize, again, also in rental assets and commercial property insurance coverage. They have strong and long-lasting relationships with over 50 of the top commercial real estate insurance companies and offer over 15 residential real estate and commercial real estate specific programs for you real estate investors out there. And it's really important to pay attention to what Sean and I are going to be talking about today, because quite frankly, like I said, you cannot go wrong with the right type of insurance. You can go wrong with the wrong type of insurance. So again, I have to say this because it's super, super important. Sean is also a contributor and commentator for Think Realty Magazine, which you can pick up at, I think, now the majority of the 84 lumber stores and also Barnes & Noble. So when you're out and about and you've spotted Barnes & Noble and you're like, hey, I need a Starbucks latte, jump in there and get a copy of the Think Realty Magazine. It's super cool. I write for it too. And there's a lot of good information, especially as you're exploring real estate investing as a potential career or just a investment or two. You got to have the right education. So check out the magazine. And also, February of next month, next month's February. I was going to say February of next year. Nope, it's February. Next month, February, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be in Dallas, Texas. And it's going to be the 24th, 25th, 26th. And I think early bird pricing is going to end the 26th of January. So if you want to come out, shake my hand, shake Sean's hand, get out there, kind of meet some of the Think Realty coaches, make sure you do that. Go to thinkrealty.com. You'll see the event section. Click on Dallas when you sign in or sign up or register. Type in the code ABHI, A-B-H-I. Show me some love. Let them know that you got the information from the radio. And I will see you there. And believe me, it's going to be a sight to see. I'm 5'2" in real life, and I have a poster size of me, which is significantly bigger, which is kind of weird because now I feel like I'm competing with a bigger and better version of myself. And that's why I cry myself to sleep at night. Thank you, Think Realty. That being said, I'm going to bring my buddy Sean from REI Guard on the line with us. Sean, are you there?
I am here, Abby. Thanks.
Awesome. So one of the most important questions that I always ask my guests before we start the show and as we're just kind of getting into it is the following. Are you in a real estate of mind?
I absolutely am, and we stay in the real estate of mind here in Kansas City with National Real Estate Insurance Group.
Good.
We live it all day, every day.
Awesome. All day or a day. I like it. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So you know, it's a great question, a great place to start. So National Real Estate Insurance Group is a national independent agency that going back almost 20 years now, built what is known as now the REI Guard Insurance Program, which originally started out for guys and gals that were doing fix and flips homes, right? Needed short-term coverage that the market wasn't able to accommodate for. You know, maybe, you know, charging them for longer terms when they needed coverage for a month or two. So we developed a program to try to alleviate those risks and design the coverages needed to best protect those assets. And over the last 18 or so years, it's evolved and developed to now become the largest and longest-running insurance program in the country for residential real estate, so portfolios of 1-4 family rental dwellings through any phase of occupancy. So we now accommodate for ones that are undergoing renovation, occupied that may be buy and hold, as well as the vacant locations that are boarded up or maybe on the market to sell. So collectively, we house those on all one single schedule for an investor and build a pretty slick little tool that's monthly reporting, so it's essentially pay-as-you-go.
Nice. And if I'm interested in learning a little bit more about this specific program and National Real Estate Insurance Group, where can I go online? What's the best website I can go to?
The best one is www.nreig, so National Real Estate Insurance Group.com.
Sweet. So make sure, Think Realty listeners, that you go there, check it out, get in touch with Sean, and ask him and his team questions about your insurance needs, because like I just said, it's super, super important that you find out what coverage you need that you may not be getting, especially for all you flippers and all you real estate kind of rental investors out there. Make sure that you have the right stuff. Otherwise, you know what? It's going to be a problem later. So we're going into a break, but Sean, I wanted to just kind of have you offer up just one quick, maybe 15, 30 second tip about what you're seeing in the insurance space that investors are making mistakes with.
You know, the most common thing that we see is our investors that aren't doing their homework prior to getting involved in a property, not learning what the history is of the property, maybe the loss history that can jeopardize their coverages or their pricing for their insurance, because you know insurance companies all are getting to the point where they're sharing information and can drastically change coverages and pricing after an investor commits to a policy.
Gotcha. So we're talking about not doing enough due diligence before acquisition. And that's generally a problem as well for a lot of new investors, even on the profit side, right? It's like, hey, my acquisition criteria seems to be a little too aggressive in a hot market, so maybe I should pull back on that a little bit. I want to get into that because I'm also curious. I have a bunch of property, and I want to know what type of errors and mistakes I'm making or have already made and should have considered. And I'm sure many of you listening are probably also in the same boat. It doesn't matter if you are working on one or two or three flips, or even if you have a small portfolio of single-family rentals. Insurance applies to everybody, and you have to make sure that you have the right one. My guest today, again, Sean Wodel from REI Guard and National Real Estate Insurance Group. Stay tuned. It's going to be a lot more information about what you need to know about coverage when we come back. Got questions for me? Look me up online. I'm everywhere. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Got questions? Seriously, do it. Or also check me out at thinkrealty.com. I've made a lot of awesome videos for you to consume. I'll see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
Moms, we don't know how you do it all, but you do. And we know it's those precious moments you experience with your family that make it all worthwhile. That's why we're here for you, to help make sure families like yours live healthier, longer lives. Together, we can realize a healthier future. Moms United can make real change. Start by visiting lifeiswhy.org/moms. The American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. Life. Life is why.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business, business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. And I wanted to have Rick continue his story about how the stovetop fire stop device actually saved the life. And this to me is insanely important, especially as an investor myself and somebody that's growing a residential portfolio and also a multifamily portfolio. The small little things that we can do to prevent major damage and then, of course, save a life is super, super crucial. Just a little background on Rick. He works for Affinity Loss Prevention Services, also called ALPS. And the best way you can get in touch with him is go to Affinity, L, P as in Pam, S as in Sam.com. So Affinity, LPS.com. They're also on Facebook, Affinity Loss Prevention Services, and Twitter, Affinity LPS. So Rick, start over with that story because that really hits it home for me. Using these small little things, small changes, small additions that can actually save a life.
Yeah, they were items that I found out about through basically going out and interviewing my local fire department. The fire department has good educational materials for people, as do your police departments, helping you relate to your neighborhood and help prevent crime in your neighborhoods. But I went to the fire department in Overland Park, Kansas, where I lived. That fire department actually gave two apartment complexes, this stovetop fire stop product. It's an item that goes above your stove. It has a small magnet on it, and it clips to the range hood. If there's a fire in a pot or pan on the stove, it actually hits a wick, pretty much like a firecracker, if you will, that pops and releases fire suppression material into the pan below. And a loud pop alerts whoever's in the house that something's happening in the kitchen. They can get in, and hopefully what happens is you end up with a bunch of this powder on your stove, and you're able to vacuum that up later. Of course, your food is ruined at that point, but it also helps prevent the whole house from going up in a fire. The story that was related to me by the fire department was they provided this product to two apartment complexes, and in two separate months they had a call from the fire complex or from the apartment complex. One of them, by the time the fire department got there, the fire was already put out by this product, the stovetop fire stop.
Wow.
The second one, a month later, the property manager actually did not deploy that product in the apartment complex. It was a fully involved complex. There were 10 units in that complex that went up in flames and displaced 10 families. And, of course, there was insurance claims on that. There was loss of revenue. There was a rebuild. There's all the headache that goes along with how are you going to tell your people that something happened in that complex that you could have prevented? That product was sitting in a closet. The story that we started with before the break was a fire in a Detroit house where two children were actually cooking, doing something that, hopefully kids are learning how to do, but they weren't being supervised. And when the pan on the stove caught fire, the two children didn't know what to do. They ran in the bathroom to hide. They're probably afraid of what was going on. They just didn't know what to do. This place where they lived had stovetop fire stop there. The fire was put out. The fire department came, found the kids in the bathroom. if that product wasn't there, they'd have been searching for kids in that house, not knowing where they were or who was there. Would have been a tragedy, actually. So that's a piece of technology that's there, and it's relatively inexpensive, and it's pretty simple technology. And you could have avoided a complete loss or in this event, somebody getting burned, mm-hmm. Smoke inhalation, or all the way up to death. It's something pretty powerful when I see it. And when I see claims come in and there's a cooking fire, it just disturbs me that product isn't, in the forefront of investors' minds. Just, hey, I'm going to get this and put it in the house.
Right.
So there's ways that you can mitigate and make sure that you don't have that happen. And we try to, at ALPS, we try to get those pieces out in front of the investors that are associated with our insurance program, National Real Estate Insurance Group, and anybody that signs up for our newsletters. And we also talk to the manufacturer of those products, so that if you go to our website, you can actually find a discount code and order that product directly from the manufacturer. And the last time I looked, you can order it at the big box stores, but our product's a little bit inexpensive, a little bit less than what they're charging there. So,
no, for sure. It kind of reminds me, like, it's almost like you should just call the client that made the mistake of going through the insurance claim process and say, come on, dummy, right? Like, you need this. Like, why are you not doing this?
So exactly. And we're looking at that. It's pretty embarrassing, I think, for the client if that happens. But we will be contacting our clients and saying, hey, here's something that you can do that would have prevented this. And here's a discount. Let's get this in there next time. But let's try to prevent it the first time. Let's not have that fire happen the first time. Let's not have that chance for somebody to get hurt.
It's always interesting to me the types of things that we can just do around the house seasonally that can prevent major losses as well. For example, holiday lighting, right? We shouldn't be using a whole lot of cords with frayed or exposed wires. That happens all the time. I remember when I was growing up, we never replaced that, right? It's like, hey, it's a cord. Yeah, we have a couple of wires sticking out, but I might get a zap and that's pretty much it. Whatever. But that could have a major issue. Checking party lights very regularly. Those cords are super, super brittle sometimes. They need to be checked. What are some other things, say, around the holiday season? I know we just got out of a holiday season, but maybe going into the spring, going into the summer, that we should be paying attention to just to be a little bit more aware of issues around the house that could potentially be dangerous?
Well, being situationally aware is very important. You're looking for things that could just happen around the house that you might not think too much of them right now. That tree that you've been meaning to cut down, but it's been standing there for a while, and you need to get it cut down. The next strong wind that comes could blow it over onto the house. It could blow it over onto the neighbor's car. It could blow it over onto somebody walking down the street, and you could have an injury. Believe me, we've seen all those situations happen. So being situationally aware is critical. And what we've done at ALPS is tried to provide a checklist for each season. So each season brings their own challenges, summer, spring, winter, fall. And we provide a checklist that people can go out and access from our site. I believe it's actually available as well on Think Realty's website. So those are items that people can actually look at the house and say, what's going on here that I can do to prevent something from happening? As well as, hey, what do I need to tell my tenants to be careful of? You're in the winter season. You don't think about maybe cleaning out that dryer vent too often. But in the winter, you've got sweaters, you've got sweatshirts, heavy blankets that you might be washing. They produce a lot of lint, and they can clog up a dryer vent pretty quick if you're not watching that.
Absolutely. And there's so much, again, more to talk about with those challenges. And I want to go through that checklist as well that's available, I believe, on thinkrealty.com and also affinitylps.com. A lot more coming up about loss prevention when we come back. If you got questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com. Pick up a copy of the Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble or at the 84 Lumber Store. So if you have a question for me directly, go to Instagram, and I'm at Avi Goldhart. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhart.
Hey, guess what? I'm back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhart. My guest today is Rick Abel from Affinity Loss Prevention Services. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about this, some of the tips and tricks that you can do around the house to make sure that you don't electrocute yourself and set your property on fire, set your home on fire, or set your rental on fire. It's so funny to me that some of the stuff that I take for granted that I do on a very regular basis to protect my residence is really, really stuff that we should be taking note of. But Rick, during the break, you mentioned that there are so many resources that ALPS has available for a homeowner or even for a real estate investor that they should take advantage of. And I'm all about free resources. Like, I love free resources as long as they're good resources. So can you tell me a little bit about the resources that you offer, the newsletter, and some of the tips that we can learn from you as well to prevent any major issue in our homes?
Sure. And I think our resources are great because we're actually dealing with the claims that come in on investment homes. So, when we're looking at those and we look at and say, how can that have been prevented? So our main resource for everybody is our website, affinityLPS.com. You can go out there and find all kinds of educational articles, and they're educational articles that are taken from actual claim trends. Sometimes we'll look at stories that are in the news and how you might be affected as an investor by some of the things that happened in a certain situation. Sometimes we'll look at certain claims and we maintain a privacy on those claims, but how can we learn from those things, and how can we get that information to people so that they can learn without actually going through the situation? So we've got on the website articles that talk about encouraging proactive management to avoid losses. We have checklists for each season, so you can actually go out there. Since we're in winter, I would encourage everybody to go get the winter maintenance checklist. What we're seeing a lot of right now is burst pipes, and I know you're in Georgia today, Abby, and it's cold down there today. It's been cold here in Kansas City, and we've seen a lot of burst pipes. Things that could have been prevented, potentially. We have the first item that we developed was what we call our safe home brochure, and it's something that a property manager could provide to their tenants. When I was in college, I was a resident assistant, and I had to do room inspections, and we had students there that didn't realize that by not throwing their trash away, they were going to have bugs in their rooms, and we had to enforce those policies. This brochure, it kind of goes to the tenant and says, hey, do these safe things. Let's watch out for space heaters. If you have to use them, let's make sure we keep a safe space around those space heaters. Here's what we do in cooking, but be aware that these are items that can cause you harm, could cause your loved ones harm. If your tenants are actually taking steps to protect themselves, they're probably helping to protect your property, your investment property, and that helps everybody out. So that's one item that's out there, the Safe Home Brochure. We do have multiple products out there that are loss prevention products, everything from the stovetop fire stop that we were speaking of earlier. We have portable alarms that are fairly convenient for investors that are flipping or going in and renovating a house. You don't have to sign up for the 2-year contract. You can actually take a portable alarm in and be alerted on your cell phone. You pay a monthly monitoring charge for that instead of a 2-year contract. There's all kinds of door reinforcement things to prevent kick-ins. We want people to go out and read and actually comment back to us. We're providing advice based off what we see. If there's an investor out there that, or a landlord, property manager that's experienced something, we want them to make comment back to us. We'd love to write a story of something that was done that we might not even be aware of, and we'd love to be able to share that with folks. And a couple of other items we've got is a property manager listing, where property managers can actually sign up with us, and
oh, how cool!
And folks can actually go out and find a property manager close to their investment property. And lastly, every month we send out a newsletter that's topical, it's timely, it's talking about what risks you're facing right now in the investment property area, things that you can do to protect yourself from a loss and protect your tenants from harm.
I think those are awesome resources. I mean, I would use those every single day, including the property management one. I think that's really cool because if I'm a real estate investor in Georgia or Alabama or wherever, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, Illinois, Texas, I need a good property manager on my team, right? That's essential, especially if I'm buying rental property, which I recommend that all real estate investors do because it's always a good way to build wealth and cash flow because it's super important. But if we don't have the right team members and if you don't interview them properly, then that's generally a problem. So finding a good resource that has a list of these property managers that are available is a really, really cool thing. I do like your winter maintenance checklist too. I actually downloaded that the other day and I thought it is super, super, super helpful. Like you mentioned, remove some of the dead trees and trim the healthy trees, winterize all the water systems if you're traveling, like a whole lot. My parents, they travel overseas and they go on trips maybe 4 or 5 months out of the year and they live in Michigan, so they skip the winter in Michigan. They thought it was a great idea until they started to see water in their basement when they came back. Yeah, so that's a little bit of a challenge. I'm like, well, you gotta do the maintenance. You have to do what's required. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess we do. So what are some of the other things that you're seeing? We have about a minute before we have to go to break. Anything else? Any other resources that you have available or anything that you're seeing that homeowners, investors can do to prevent loss?
Well, the checklist itself is a great thing because, you know, they're there for every season and they're really bringing things back to your mind that you might have gotten in the habit of just like, I know my property, I know what's going on. But it's always nice to have that checklist there so you can go down and say, I've got this checked off. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't think about this. I need to go around to the back of the property and see what's going on. Or I need to call that tenant and remind them, hey, let's make sure we get the batteries changed. Or I need to actually go by and change the batteries in that smoke detector. I would recommend somebody using a checklist for every property they have, and then they can document that they've actually been there, inspected the property, inspect the condition, what's going on, what needs to happen to prevent a loss in the future. Other than that, there's resources that we use internally here to find out the things that we need to find out and get out to our folks. And, just going out and networking with other investors, mentors, and coaches. Speak with your local fire department and police department, see what you can do there, and actually go out and look at the websites that the National Weather Service provides. If you're an out-of-state investor, you have a ton of great information about what's going on in a state that you're far away from. Maybe you're investing in Michigan, and you need to know that, hey, there's a cold snap coming. We need to get a property manager out to do something to winterize a vacant house. Let's make sure those pipes don't burst.
For sure. And there are a lot of benefits, too, that preventing a loss can have on a rental property. And I'm going to get into those after we come back from break. Think Realty listeners, you got to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com/events and let me shake your hand in person in Dallas from February 24th to the 25th. Come out. It's our national conference. Go to thinkrealty.com/events and make sure that you type in the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. Just a good little pat on the back for me for doing such an awesome job on the radio for you every single day. If you have questions for me, you know how to get in touch. Go to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. You got questions for Alps. Go to affinitylps.com and make sure that you download that winter maintenance checklist. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months, and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch. If you're just tuning in, come on now. We got to make sure that you tune in from the very get-go of the radio show. Like, you know, 40 minutes ago. But I'm going to give you a complete wrap-up in the next 10 minutes, everything that you need to know about my conversation with Rick Abel from Alps. And there's so many benefits to preventing losses. It's insane. I think I'm going to pick the top five, though, for me. Number one, you're keeping more money in your pocket. As a real estate investor, it's really, really, really important to recognize that the moment that you put a safety device in your home, like the stovetop fire stop, for example, you're putting money back in your pocket. The second, avoiding unexpected expenditures. Makes sense. Very, very, very self-explanatory. Number three, avoiding interruption of revenue. In this case, rent, right? We don't need to be two or three or four months out of not having revenue? Do massively bad things happen on property sometimes? Yes. Can we prevent them? Absolutely. And that was that. That's the topic of today's conversation with my guest, Rick from Alps. Number four, avoid the injury of a tenant or a visitor to the property. That's so important. You never, ever, ever want anybody to be injured on your property. And again, there are things that you can do to prevent that. And number five, avoid having to file a claim. If you have an insurance company that takes a lengthy process or that has a lengthy process for claims, then of course that's a little bit of a challenge. And if you can avoid that at all costs, then do it. It makes sense. And Rick, I'm sure you have a comment on this, right? Because not all insurance companies are the same. Every insurance company has a different process. REI Guard is an incredible product, and they're also part of the Affinity team, but they have a step-by-step process that they follow that isn't super lengthy. They get on the horn right away, and they help the real estate investor. But there are so many other insurance companies out there that don't really do that. They don't. It's not as easy of a process. It's not smooth. It's not streamlined. Can you talk to that for a quick second? Because I'm sure you see this on a very regular basis. The time that it just takes to make that happen must be insanely long.
Well, I don't want to talk about competitors and their claim procedures, but what we do here is every day we've got a link on our website at National Real Estate Insurance Group. They have a link that you can file a claim through. They're going to ask for certain information. Sometimes it takes a while to get that information. There are places where you have to have a fire report if there was a fire, and the fire reports in Detroit don't come out the day after the fire, believe me. they've got a staffing issue up there in that city and other issues as well, but they're working through those, and hopefully they'll come out the other side okay. But there is the process that has to go through, and at National Real Estate Insurance Group, we've actually got an organization that will walk our clients through that claim process. The main thing is we're an advocate for the client between the client and the carrier, and we're going to do everything we can to get those claims covered if there's coverage provided under the policy. Is it a hassle? Absolutely. Some things we look at is are there a lot of claims out there? Has this person been a frequent flyer on the claims list? Those things become issues, and out in California right now, for instance, there's insurers that are pulling out of areas because of those wildfires that we experienced earlier in the year. They don't want to insure those homes that are in those at-risk areas, and if they have to because of states stepping in, those rates are going to be astronomical. So, in avoiding a claim and avoiding a loss, you keep that money in your pocket. Avoiding a claim, you're helping to keep insurance rates more stable. And, the insurance industry, gets a black eye every now and then because folks think that, hey, there's a big pocket there that's just going to pay whatever loss I've got. There's a deductible involved. There are things that you have to do to mitigate claims. There are responsibilities that you have under the policy, and some of those items we'll address on our articles on our website, to keep you from having a claim that's not covered. So that's another great reason to go out to the website and look at that. But those are the things that I'd say, hey, you got to be aware of what's going on at your property and what's covered and what's not. And there's been instances where we've had people unaware of what a deductible is. And living in the United States, I know what deductibles are, and being in the insurance industry for as long as I have, I know what deductibles are, and I was taken aback by that comment one day, but being aware of what your policy says and what's covered and what you have to do, for instance, maintaining heat in your homes at a certain temperature so that, if you have a burst water pipe, is it going to be covered? If you go into your house right now and in your investment property and shut off the heat because you're saving money and you leave the water on, there's a good chance that your burst pipe, which floods out your house and does significant damage, may not be covered.
Man, I did not know that. I mean,
yeah. So it's part of it is you get a policy and the policy's thick. It's a contract, and you know you think when you buy that insurance you're good to go, but you there are certain responsibilities that you have to meet to make sure that your coverage is there when you need it most.
And I think that's the biggest thing, right? Understanding what the deductibles are, understanding, reading through the coverage. And mm-hmm. selecting the best possible type that you need. Otherwise, one, you're going to be paying more for what you need, and that's an issue. Or you're just not going to be covered, and you're paying less, or your deductible is going to be super high. So there's, for me, it's kind of like health insurance, right? It's kind of like selecting health insurance. But if we don't do it right, then it's going to not be good for us in the long term. And I think for a lot of real estate investors out there, or those that are considering becoming investors, there's so many aspects to this world that we have to have, that we have to acknowledge and actually take into consideration and get covered on. It's quite frankly sometimes frightening. I mean, we need a real estate attorney, right? But how do you know which one is good? And I think that's why having an insurance company like NREG, having a product like REI Guard, and then of course having Alps as a resource to prevent some of these major challenges that could occur in an investment property that could potentially save the loss of revenue as well is super, super important. So we're coming up to the end of the show, Rick. I certainly appreciate your time today. What's some of the best ways to get in touch with you and your team?
Well, actually, you can go to our website at affinitylps.com. There's all kinds of contact information on there. You can reach us by email just at info@affinitylps.com. We're on Facebook. Just look us up under Affinity Loss Prevention Services, and also at Twitter at affinitylps.
Awesome. And keep in mind, too, Think Realty listeners, that ALPS, ALPS, is a free service that benefits residential real estate investors by providing all the resources that you need to prevent these avoidable losses, right? I'm saying avoidable losses. And know that it only takes one incident, really, to have a catastrophic impact on your bottom line and, or worse yet, a life. And that's something that we want to avoid. Rick and his team have put together tips, tools, products, and resources that you can use to protect your assets and create a safer environment for your tenants and save on insurance costs. And I think we certainly achieved that objective in thoroughly explaining what ALPS does and how you can benefit from it. Rick, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you.
You got it. Think Realty listeners, listen up. You got questions from me, you know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com. I'm going to be in Dallas. I know I've said that a lot, but come out. I want to shake your hand. I want to answer your questions about real estate investing. As I mentioned, there's a lot of stuff to cover, and we can have a coffee and talk about it in Dallas, February 24th to the 25th. Go to thinkrealty.com/events, code name Abhi, A-B-H-I, and you'll get all signed up. Got questions for me one-on-one? Go to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. And until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalk Radio.